There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Well, we stay loosely with oil and energy now because we're joined on the line by one veteran oil executive who's just launched a new digital company to, in very simple terms, help organizations hire freelance energy, oil and gas experts and engineers. He is Colin Mason. He's the CEO of Proteus and he's on the line. Morning, Colin.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. And I'm excited to see not only that you've launched Proteus, this organisation, but also an old friend of the Business Breakfast, James McCallum, the founder of Senergy. He's behind it as well. And he's a very serious and well-established business person. So you've gone from being good old-fashioned Scottish oil engineers based out of Aberdeen and Dubai, and you've completely gone digital with Proteus. You call it a new digital platform that can help companies boost their profits by 30%. For my money looking at it, it looks like a platform for hiring freelance energy engineers. But the floor is yours, Colin. Give us your 30-second elevator pitch for Proteus.
It's very true, Richard. I mean, we are old-fashioned. James and I are both had two companies. I had Exodus, he had Senergy. It was an old model, and the last downturn told us that you just couldn't exist anymore. With that, you're running low margins, you get a tiny tip, and your margins go on. So Proteus just changes the way. It allows you to retain quality, but don't actually employ the staff. So you get them when you need them. And that was the absolute key. You have a core staff, and then if you need specialist help, you go and pay-as-you-go, simple pay-as-you-go model.
That's interesting, Colin. Talk to me about the problems that you spotted with the old consultancy model, because as you say, both you and James ran consultancies, and we knew James's company, Senergy, well here in the UAE, based in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and then it was bought by Lloyd's Register. But as an outsider looking in, it looked like a really successful model, a kind of, you know, mini McKinsey or mini Boston Consulting Group, and it looked like it worked well. And you yourself ran a consultancy as well. So tell us about what changed.
Well, I think it is a successful consultancy, but it's a successful consultancy that for these guys, you've got really good quality staff, so you're paying big packages. And you're limited really by the market as to how much you can charge for these people, so you just can't make the decent margin. And then you get it was fine. When it was $110 oil, it was fine. And then you get a tipping point, which was end of 2014, 2015. And it became very difficult to sustain that model, almost impossible. In fact, if you look at all the companies, I had Exodus sold to Chioda, the Japanese guy, James sold to LR, my company Genesis, their Technique now. All of these companies are now a fraction of the size they were back then. I mean, a real fraction of the size. And to the point, some of them don't even exist anymore.
So let's talk about your company. It was called Exodus, wasn't it? And it was tell me again, yeah. Colin?
Exodus, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it was based partly out of Scotland, partly out of the UAE, and you're in the UAE now. So what was your headcount at its peak and your margin at its peak? And then what did that shrink to?
At its peak, we were about 720 staff, and then we had a few contractors, which we're now calling freelancers, but mostly staff-based. And on a good year, we would be on about 11, 12% net margin on a really good year. And we had to, and that was at the absolute peak of oil price. We had to really crank it to get that margin. We had to work really hard to get that margin. And then I would imagine, now I left that business in 2015, I would imagine that they've probably ran at a loss through that whole period.
Okay, fine. So that consultancy model of having a large consulting company you think is broken. So how is this new one going to work with Proteus? Is this just focused on the energy industry, or could architects and website developers use this as well?
I set it up with the energy industry in mind, and it feels like we set it up for the current climate. It was actually devised back in 2015. It's taken us so long to build the platform. But and back there, I was focused on oil and gas because I that was where I came from. But as time moved on, I realised that the rest of the world was operating in a very similar way. And it may take the oil prices. The oil market's obviously very up and down. It's about the most cyclical market you're going to get. But there are other industries that operate in a very similar way that do have cycles. So yes, it does work for architects. It works for lawyers. It works for accountants. We find it kind of works for just about every business. We can make it, you know.
We've only got 30 seconds left, Colin. Do clients take you seriously? Or do they want to have a McKinsey, a Boston Consulting Group, in-house staff? Are they going to take seriously a kind of cabal of freelancers that's been cobbled together for a multi-million dollar oil and gas project? Is ADNOC in Abu Dhabi going to take you seriously?
The answer, simple answer is yes. I mean, we've been absolutely inundated in the last 2 months because the market's changed. The world has changed all overnight, and people realise that, I mean, most companies are on the edge right now, and we need to change something. It will be interesting in 6 months' time when the world gets back to normal. Do companies go back to bad habits? I suspect a lot of them will. But for us right now, we really are... We're booming. You know, this is right for us right now.
Well, Colin, I'm glad to hear that. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Colin Manson is the CEO of Proteus. It's a relatively new organisation that helps particularly energy companies recruit freelancers. Best of luck with that, Colin. Thanks for your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.